County Board meeting to order. Clerk will please call the roll.
Glazer. Excuse me. Glazer. Glazer here. Gray. Gray. Huselman. Huselman.
Huselman here.
Huselman here. Jackson. Jackson. Kemp. Kemp here. Kageya. Kageya. Crowning. Crowning here. Marin.
Marin here.
Marin here. McCarville.
McCarville here.
McCarville here. Peters. Peters here. Peterson. Peterson here. Posler.
Posler here.
Posler here. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here. Rose. Rose. Rylander. Rylander. Smith. Smith here. Udell.
Udell here.
Udell here. Veldrin. Veldrin. Wegleitner. Wegleitner here. Weigand. Weigand. Welsh.
Here.
Welsh here. Yang. Yang here. Andre. Andre here. Baruchuk.
Here.
Baruchuk here. Blazewicz.
Blazewicz here.
Betcher. Betcher here. Bollig. Bollig here. Brower. Brower here. Chavla. Chavla here. Doolin. Doolin. Downing.
Downing here.
Downing here. Eicher. Eicher here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson. Erickson here. Freeze. Freeze here. Furman. Furman here. Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
Doolin and Weigand are excused.
Thank you.
Okay, with quorum being present, we are on to the inspirational message tonight delivered by Supervisor Glazer.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, everyone. I want to share some thoughts on identity. As you listen, I invite you to think about your own contradictions. I think we'll find we have more in common than we think. I am a puzzle unto myself. I am from the industrial Midwest. I own a farm. I love beer and coffee. I can't grow a beard. I am an anarchist. I am a parent. I want free education. I want fiscal responsibility. I am a feminist. I am raising three boys. I believe in the American dream, and I find it hard to believe in America. I listen to Public Enemy and Merle Haggard. I am a puzzle unto myself. I believe in free speech. I believe that some people should not be platformed. Damn the man. I am the man. All of my favorite sports teams are red. My favorite color is blue. I want to defund the police. I want police. I want free health care. I never go to the doctor. I am an introvert. I am a public official. I love to read. I hate closed captioning. I am a puzzle unto myself. I am a gun owner. I want gun restrictions. I am a job creator. I support workers' rights. I believe in climate change. I don't understand how recycling works. I am an atheist. I have a God and country religious medal. I do not hate, and I find it hard to love. I write beautifully, but I have terrible penmanship. I am a puzzle unto myself. I love Transformers. I hate Transformers movies. I am a punk. I am terrible at DIY. I am an extremist. I want everyone to get along. I am polite. I support civil disobedience. I am a Democrat. I voted for Bob Dole. I am not one thing. I am everything. I am a puzzle unto myself. We all carry pieces that don't fit neatly together. That's not a flaw. It's a feature of being human. Let us bring all of our pieces together to construct the Dane County puzzle. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the United States, to the Republic for which I stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Glazer. We're on to special matters and announcements. First item before us this evening is 2025 Resolution 235, recognizing Veterans Day 2025 and National Military Family Appreciation Month. Tonight, Supervisor McCarville will be reading the resolution.
Thank you, Chair Miles. Whereas November 11, 2025 marked Veterans Day, a national observance honoring veterans of all wars for their patriotism, dedication to country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice. And whereas the 2025 Veterans Day theme, Service to Our Nation, recognized and honored all veterans, regardless of when, where, or how long they served, and also reminds us of the importance of expressing gratitude to those who have defended our freedoms. And whereas the month of November is also recognized as National Veterans and Military Family Appreciation Month, with the 2025 theme, Taking Care of Military Families, emphasizing the importance of supporting military families and strengthening policies that ensure stability and well-being for those who serve alongside their loved ones in uniform. And whereas, while veterans and service members wear the uniform to defend our country, their spouses, partners, children, and parents also make meaningful sacrifices by providing support, encouragement, and stability at home. And whereas these acts of service by military families often go unseen, such as spouses and partners pausing or altering their careers and educational plans, children adapting to frequent moves and separations from friends and schools, and families carrying emotional and practical burdens during deployments and transitions. And whereas many veterans, military personnel, and their families call Dane County home, and we honor and recognize the continued contributions they make to our workplaces, schools, neighborhoods, and civic life. And whereas the Dane County Board of Supervisors, appreciates the staff of the Dane County Veterans Service Office and their commitment to advocate with expertise and compassion for veterans and their families to obtain local, state, and federal veteran benefits and support services. And whereas the Dane County Board of Supervisors reaffirms its commitment to honoring veterans and currently serving military personnel for their service and expresses appreciation and gratitude to the families who support them through their military journeys. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes Veterans Day 2025 and November 2025 as National Veterans and Military Family Appreciation Month.
And you move that? Supervisor McCarville, you move that?
Yes, and we'll move that.
Is there a second? Seconded by Bollig. All right, and on the motion, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That, the motion carries, the resolution is adopted. Tonight, we have from the Veterans Service Office, Bridget Nelson.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to just read a brief presentation here. Good evening, Chair Miles, esteemed members of the County Board of Supervisors, distinguished guests, and fellow community members. I stand before you today with immense gratitude and pride as we commemorate Veterans Day 2025 and National Military Family Appreciation Month. It is an honor to accept the certification on behalf of our veterans and their families who have dedicated their lives to the service of this great nation. First and foremost, I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to the County Executive Board of Supervisors for recognizing the sacrifices made by our veterans and their families. Your commitment to honoring those who have served ensures that their bravery and dedication do not go unnoticed. It is vital that we come together as a community to acknowledge the profound impact our veterans have had on the lives of our freedoms. To our veterans, thank you for your unwavering commitment and sacrifices you have made to protecting our country. You have faced challenges and hardships that that many of us cannot fully comprehend. Your courage and resilience inspire us all. We are deeply grateful for your service and dedication. To the families of the veterans, we recognize your sacrifices are equally significant. You have stood by your loved ones through deployments, challenges, and uncertainties. Your support and strength provide the foundation that enable our service members to fulfill their duties. Thank you for your love, resilience, and unwavering dedication. As we celebrate this important month, let us also remember the ongoing challenges that many veterans and military families face. It is our responsibility to ensure they have access to the support and resources they need. Together, we can work towards creating a community that every veteran and family feels valued and supported. And in closing, I would like to express my deep appreciation to the County Board of Supervisors once again for this recognition. Let us continue to honor heroes and their families, not just today, but every day. Together, we can build a brighter future for those who have given so much for freedom. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Bridget. Next up, we have Resolution 237, recognizing November 2025 as Indigenous Peoples Month. Supervisor Rose.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Assembly. Whereas the month of November celebrates and recognizes Native American Heritage Month, also known as Indigenous Peoples Month, acknowledging the history and continued heritage of survival, renewal, and cultural preservation of Indigenous people in the face of political and cultural repression. And whereas 11 federally recognized tribal nations call Wisconsin home and actively shape the state's identity through the unique cultures, languages, and traditions. And whereas Indigenous Peoples Month is an opportunity to remember the historical truths about the devastating loss of life, displacement, and oppression of Indigenous people in our county, our country, and our state, and to organize against current injustice while also celebrating and uplifting the Indigenous people and their resilience. And whereas Dane County, Wisconsin, is located on the ancestral and traditional lands of the Ho-Chunk, Sauk, and Kickapoo Nations, where Indigenous people and cultures have flourished and established sustainable ways of living rooted in cooperation among neighbors and respect for the land of all living creatures. And whereas the establishment of Dane County and its institutions directly displaced and disrupted their original homelands, villages, and sacred sites of Indigenous people. Yet, Indigenous residents have shown great resilience, preserved their cultures, and continued to thrive. And whereas today, November 20th, 2025, Dane County has kept its commitment to implementing more permanent visible acknowledgement of Dane County's Indigenous peoples and cultures through dedicating a newly installed land acknowledgement display and exhibiting artwork that honors and uplifts individuals who carry their history, culture, and legacy of their tribal nations connected to this region. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes November as Indigenous Peoples Month. They offer their gratitude to the Native people of the hemisphere and this region on behalf of all Dane County residents in recognition of their care for this land, their culture and ways of being, and their continued vibrancy and contributions to our civic life in Dane County and beyond. Be it further resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors acknowledges its responsibility and reasserts its commitment to oppose the systemic racism towards Indigenous people in the United States, which perpetuates high rates of poverty and income inequality and exacerbates disproportionate health, education, and social crises, and to partner and collaborate with tribal governments and peoples to establish and accomplish this commitment. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors commits to ongoing recognition and acknowledgement of Dane County's Indigenous people and cultures, to increasing communication with Indigenous residents and present-day tribal nations, and to promoting the culture and traditions of our tribal brothers and sisters across Dane County. Moved by Rose. Aye.
Sorry, I didn't have my mic on. Did you want to say some words, or we can move to?
Yeah, we'll move on. I told you that I wasn't going to say anything, but that's okay. I did say that, but, you know, I was so moved by what we experienced. Many of us said we're downstairs today, and I was also moved by the story of a 5,200-year-old canoe being resurrected from Lake Mendota. That's all I got to say. Read between the lines. And I'm honored to have our speakers today, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Rose. We'll welcome Janice Rice, tribal elder, to speak.
My Rajla, Janice Rice Hingaide. Ho chunk hit era hypinunkshna de job egi egi hachi haje. Thank you for allowing us to speak this evening, and thank you for the resolution that just passed. And I want to also say that I'm also a resident of Dane County. I live in District 37, and it's really a great county to live in. I have enjoyed the parks, the Indian mounds, the rivers, the lakes, the springs. And so I really enjoy being a part of this community. And so this resolution tonight really fulfills some of the dreams that I had as a young student when I was here on campus, wanting to have inclusion. And I didn't know I was not included. And somewhere along the way, I felt the difference. And then now today, it's come forward this far, and I'm able to interact with people, communicate, share stories, and common values that we all have. So I'm really appreciative of what you have done here. And I can remember the days when our young college students, when I was a librarian on campus, the students would walk and march up State Street wanting people to acknowledge Indigenous Peoples Day. And not only the Ho-Chunk people, but all different tribes of students that were here as undergrads, grads, and doctoral students, law students, medical students. There's all kinds of people that move here, stay here. Once they arrive, they come back. And I think Dejob, Madison Four Lakes really has a draw that's beautiful and wonderful in this area. And so I understand why my relatives, my ancestors wanted to live here and wanted to stay here. So I appreciate all that you have done and the sharing that comes from your community and your representation out there. It means a lot to us as we go forward. And so one of the things that I'm doing right now is I'm president of our library board for our tribal community up at Black River Falls. It's for the whole Ho-Chunk Nation, and it's the very first that we've had among our people. So it's really welcoming to see all the beautiful libraries that you also have here, sharing the culture and retaining what we have. So I want to say thank you for that as well, for the beautiful libraries that we have throughout Dane County. And also the name of our tribal library is Hosto, and what that means is place where the book is open and the leaves turn of the pages. That's what it's referring to. So I'm grateful to be here tonight, and I'm thankful that you passed that, and it's a joy to be around here, and I'm going to share this with my daughter and my grandchildren. Thank you so much. Pina Gigiwi.
Next we have Judge Joanne Jones, former Ho-Chunk Nation President.
First, you have to know about Janice. She really worked not only for the nation, but for the Ho-Chunk Nation, but she also works diligently for all the tribes and the Madison area indigenous people, and she's everywhere, working and supporting a lot of organizations here. So you have a real strong supporter of Dane County here, and this was our home, and she's home. But first of all, I'd like to greet you. I almost said the wrong thing. In our language, our greetings, Hinikaragiwin, and that means I recognize you. And I want to first of all thank you. We have great gratitude for having our artist recognized, and also the Indigenous Month, People's Month. I also went to school here, and I went to law school here, and I also was a corporation counsel, assistant corporation counsel for Sauk County. That was my first job as a lawyer. So I know about board supervisors. And I worked at every one of their meetings. And that was one part of my job before I became the president of the Ho-Chunk Nation, the first woman. And so today what I wanted to say in this message of gratitude, you also hung a picture of my son, and maybe he'll follow me with a few remarks. Tom Jones is my son, and you hung the picture downstairs of a picture he took of a young lady, and he can probably talk about that. But I gave a little background. Our people are very spiritual people, and I took him to a ceremony with the Teton Sioux and Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. Our language also is spoken by others. It may have a little changes here and there, but we also were the mother tongue to other tribes. And we were created in the Red Banks of Green Bay, near Green Bay. That's where the Great Spirit had placed us, is what our elders tell us. And so that's where our original homeland was, and all of parts of all of Wisconsin. And so whenever they removed us over 9 times from the state of Wisconsin, we always came back. The soldiers that may have taken us on trains, on boats, walking, every which way, we would always come back, and we would even beat the soldiers back. And so they had a hard time removing us. They removed us and removed us and removed us, and we kept coming back, coming back, coming back. And so I asked my dad, my Jaji, we call him. I said, how come we kept coming back? We kept coming back. And he said, because the Great Spirit placed us here, and we have our, we have to take care of our graves, we have to take care of our land, and that's what he put us here for. And so we come back. And so a lot of our people and families went all over Wisconsin, wherever they were, and they came back to those areas, and those same families still reside in those various places. And so that's how we were created and placed here. And they told us all about Dane County. They told us about the lakes. They told us about Wingra. That's supposed to be Wingra. And that means ducks. But that was Wingra. And out near there, there were special places that women had the children, had their babies. And there are stories about even those, the Mendota. We have stories for all around here. And so we really never really left it. You may have come and found it just as beautiful. And you have paper, like my dad said, he wanted to take care of, we had to take care of things here on this homeland. So you also have the caring that you have to do. You came. We acknowledge that. Now I acknowledge you. You acknowledge us. And so that's what we're doing. And what you do for the land, for the air, for the climate, for the people, all those things you address and take care of. And in our hearts and spirits, we did the same thing. And so you're just carrying on those same responsibilities and same duties. So in gratitude then for what you did by putting up those pictures and accepting those sculptures and recognizing our people, and also recognizing the veterans. Our people are very people that recognize and deeply revere our warriors. Ho-Chunks are known for that. And one of our own, Mitchell Red Cloud, Corporal Red Cloud, was given the highest honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor. In the Korean War, he stood his ground, and as the enemy kept coming, he recognized them. He knew they were coming. He held them back until his unit could regain their stance. And so he kept hanging on. They were shooting him. The hundreds came. And he kept shooting and shooting. Finally, he hung onto a tree and kept shooting until they killed him. But he is highly recognized by our people, Mitchell Red Cloud. And so I thank you for recognizing the military. I was only in there for a short time myself, so I'm a veteran, they say, but I feel like I didn't do anything. It was during peacetime. But anyway, again, I say with deep gratitude for the honor you bestowed on my son and Mr. Delcourt, and that I know that will happen. We bless you, but the Great Spirit blesses you for all you're doing. So thank you for the County Board of Supervisors, Chair. Thank you.
All right, we're on to announcements. Are there any announcements? Okay, not seeing any announcements. Just a reminder, after the meeting, we do have our post-budget celebration. I'm hosting over at the Rigby, so in the green room there. All right, on to, excuse me. Item C, approval of payments. We have before us the bills over $10,000 referred to the county board. Moved by Veldren, seconded by Erickson. Any discussion, questions on the payments? None, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries, the bills are approved. Excuse me. On to approval of county board minutes, we have before us the November 3rd, 5th and 6th County Board meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Moved by Peterson, seconded by Erickson. Any discussion on the minutes or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries, the minutes are approved. We're on to the consent calendar. We have 9 items here. Are there any requests for separation? Supervisor Peterson?
Peters,
sorry.
Too close. I need to abstain from F8 and F9, please.
Abstain from 8?
8 and 9.
8 and 9,
correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And Supervisor Weigand, you wish to separate item 8?
Yes, just want to separate it. Thank you.
Okay, we will separate item 8 and the balance of items F1 through 7 and item F9. What is before us are committee recommendations. So with that and those, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That Those carry. Those resolutions are adopted. On to item F8. All right, where did it go? Which is resolution 223, authorizing purchase of insurance. What is before us is Personnel and Finance Committee recommendation of approval. Supervisor Weigand?
Yeah, thank you. Just a question for staff, DOA. I had sent this a couple of days ago and never got a response. So I'm just curious on what other counties do for this type of insurance and then what their costs are compared to our costs. I know that we're basically kind of self-insured. We process about $1 million for this policy. And we're a part of the WMMIC. I think there's 14 other counties that are a part of that as well. But I'm curious to know what other counties outside of those 14 other counties do for this type of thing, and then what their per capita costs are. I know our costs, based on the $1 million in our population, it's about $1.70 per capita. So I'm curious to know what other counties are paying for the same or similar insurance.
Okay. Does Director Brockmeyer or Nick Bubb want to field that question?
I can certainly address it. Very good question. I don't have the actual breakdown. I think if I had gotten that question prior to the meeting, I could have get that information for you. I could also take a look at it and send it to you in the next couple of days. I know that our risk manager previously has done that analysis and has found that every year we come out ahead by utilizing the self-insurance properties that we do.
Yeah, I had emailed Josh and Sheila Tuesday and never got a response. So sorry that you weren't on that email, but I guess I'm just curious, like what are other counties paying? So if we're $1.70, is Josh on or Sheila, are they available?
I think Shelby is in person there if she has an answer to that question.
Okay, well, she's coming up to the front.
You, we did get that question, and Joshua was working on what other counties are doing. To answer your question, Supervisor Weigand, we do not know what the counties outside of WMIC do, and they are substantially smaller than we are, so I think our best comparisons would be Waukesha and Milwaukee for those rates, and we could probably get you the premiums and their performance and cost, but for the deductible for those comparisons as well.
And ideally, we'd have it before we would vote on it, because that's kind of a big consideration. Yeah, I'm not saying that what we have is not a good policy and a good program, but having that information ahead of time before we vote is certainly beneficial. That's why I asked the question Tuesday. Never got a response, but all right, so I guess I'll just have to wait.
Okay, well, it is before us with a recommendation of approval. So if there are no further discussion or questions on F8, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That the resolution is adopted. Okay, on to I, ordinances. We have, I think it's the one, one item before us, which is OA-16. Amending chapters 2 and 34 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances regarding the prohibition of the sale of cannabinoid products to persons under 21 years of age. What is before us is the Public Protection and Judiciary recommendation for approval. However, I do see we do have some proposed amendments. Supervisor Rose, did you wish to make a motion? Well, first of all, let me clarify. What is before us is approval of the OA, the original OA, okay? And were you wishing to move an amendment or substitute?
Yeah, I just want to explain the sub to the sub.
Move it first.
So moved by Rose.
Okay, let's move by Rose to amend OA 16 with sub 1, seconded by Furman. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to bring it up to date. This has gone through PPJ with unanimous support. This has then went on to the Madison-Dane County Public Health Board with unanimous support. At that point, I introduced a sub that, along with Regina, who is the city council president, we worked on this together, and gratitude to Corp Council. This is one of those initiatives that we wanted to mirror each other for many reasons, and gratitude also to public health for working on this. So that sub at that time when it was introduced to the health board and then ultimately to PNF was just to make an adjustment to keep the county resolution in line with what the city was doing. The city still represents 50 to 51% of our population. So today I bring a sub to the sub, which just aligns those. This is just about a fee, what the charges would be, what the cost would be. It just aligns them with the city of on many, many levels for ease of enforcement, but also just to kind of standardize it. That's all. I just wanted to clear it in courtesy to all of you. Thanks.
All right. Any discussion or questions on sub one? Supervisor Wiegand, the question.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick comment before my question. I supported this in committee and do appreciate Supervisor Rose bringing this forward. I think it's a really good thing. Do wish that the age was higher than 21. That was my amendment in committee that did not pass, but consuming chemicals and drugs before your brain is fully developed can obviously have a very negative impact. Widely known that the brain is not fully developed until you're in your mid-20s. So for that reason, I do wish that the age was higher. However, I think this is maybe not a perfect piece of legislation, but it's a good piece of legislation. So for that reason, I do support it. My question is either to Supervisor Rose or Corporation Council. My understanding is one of the big reasons why this is even before us is because of the 2018 Farm Bill that more or less deregulated or made these hemp products legal. So this is trying to put some regulation around that. But I'm also hearing some reports and reading some media reports that the new federal funding bill allegedly closed that gap. So I don't know if Supervisor Rose knows anything about that or Corporation Council can just share any insight on that. Is this now legal or illegal from a federal perspective? And how might any changes that happen at the federal level impact what we're about to do tonight?
My understanding was the continuing resolution that got the federal government started again did have a provision that it says it's on, but maybe I'm just not talking into it. The continuing resolution that reopened the federal government included a provision that attempts to close the gap that was created by the 2018 Farm Bill that would, again, make hemp products over 0.0% THC a controlled substance. But I think that has a delayed effective date till next fall. So as of, I want to say next October or November, I don't think this issue would, it would be less of an issue anyway. The loophole that was created by the Farm Bill back in 2018 would be closed, but that doesn't become effective till next fall. There is also, just to mention, there is also a bill pending in the legislature that I think would cure this problem as well, that purports to treat these products, regulate them basically the same way as alcohol is regulated as far as sales and stuff. So there's also a state bill pending today.
Thank you.
Okay, that's
helpful,
thank you.
Okay, I was just gonna check with Supervisor Rove if you had anything to add. Okay. It appears so. Thank you, Supervisor Wiegleitner.
Thank you, Chair Miles. This is also a question for Corp Council. Would this ordinance only apply in unincorporated areas of Dane County?
Yes.
And I guess this is a question maybe for public health or the author. Do we know how many potential businesses would be impacted by this ordinance currently in those areas where it would apply? under the county ordinance, proposed ordinance?
Hi, this is Arielle Smith with Public Health.
Thanks,
we don't currently have an actualized number for how many retailers we're looking at the and incorporated. We just have an estimate based on numbers with the city of Madison at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Chavlin.
Thanks, Chair Miles. I will be voting in support of this. I'm happy that it is limited in its scope. I think the city ordinance that's going along with this is quite onerous, and I wanted to point out some things that I think are very bad in there. First, it prohibits establishments from being within a quarter mile of a youth serving organization, not limited to childcare centers, preschools, public or parochial schools, tribal schools, playgrounds, city or county parks, sporting arenas, or organizations with specific interests to serve children. That's basically my whole district. If you look around, it's basically the whole thing. It does grandfather in existing businesses, which I think does provide an unfair competitive advantage, and I think will also spur a lot of businesses to just open up under the deadline. The other thing is I did some site visits to some stores this week as well, and I looked, and a lot of them have configured their stores in such a way where you have your not all your products behind glass cases or behind counters. I think that's an onerous regulation as well. Those stores are all going to have to reconfigure how they do things. They might have to remodel spaces. It's going to be a poor customer experience as well. Of the places I visited, many of them already had signage prohibiting folks who are under 21 from, it was either purchasing or entering. I don't remember which one at the time. Also, I think the regulations around beverages, even though they're getting better, are onerous as well. They don't allow loose single beverages, I believe, outside of the counter. They have to be packaged up in either like four packs or multi-packs. They can be warm now instead of requiring them to be cold. I think that's good because not all places can afford the refrigeration or the refrigeration capacity for that. So although the county is not doing any of this stuff, I want to warn everybody that I don't want this to turn into a slippery slope where City of Madison has these onerous regulations and then all of a sudden they come towards the county. I think a 21 age restriction is reasonable, but I think some of the other things that are being proposed are quite unreasonable and quite, I don't know, I'll just leave it at that. Unreasonable and unworkable. Thank you.
Supervisor Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I rise in support. I did, for those that are playing at home, I had to like really scour the subs. I couldn't tell what the differences were. So I did a little bit of homework. Really the only difference, as Supervisor Rose pointed out, is just the differences in the violations of the forfeitures. It went from $400 to $500. The maximum is still the same, but it's really, again, it took me longer than I'm willing to admit publicly how long it took me to figure that out. But I just figured I'd do some homework for all of you. So that's really the big change between the subs. Thank you.
Supervisor Wegliner.
Thank you, Chair Miles. I appreciate the intent of this ordinance, which I think is to, regulate these products and try to, keep people safe. I guess I am somewhat concerned with the kind of punitive approach to this, and I'm not sure that has the intended impact necessarily. I think the sub is better than the original, which because it eliminates the fines for possession, so I appreciate the author for taking away that. I was worried about the impact of young adults being saddled with fines that don't make their life easier in any way, and the equity implications for folks who are lower income. But I also I forwarded you all the racial equity social justice analysis that was performed with this legislation. And in it, it does indicate that folks that don't have IDs are some of the people that would be impacted by this ordinance. And, you know, if you look at sub or at to B, it's illegal without having first verified their age by the purchaser presenting a valid federal, state, or municipal issued photo identification. I'm 46. I don't usually get carded when I buy alcohol these days. I usually thank somebody when they do card me, but it doesn't usually happen. And I think there's a number of reasons why people don't have IDs. And so I am just somewhat concerned by that equity impact. And I'm not sure on balance if that's reason enough to vote against this, but I do have sort of mixed feelings about this. And I also don't know, we don't know right now how many, you know, businesses, like what the actual impact of this ordinance would be, which also somewhat bothers me. I feel like we should have more full information and think about the information we get in a, now I'm thankful that the city did this because we don't have this as part of the county process. So we do benefit somewhat from that work. But those are, I think, some of the hesitations that I have, and it's not because I don't believe in, and I think the goals here, but I don't think we want to set up, you know, ordinances and laws that treat certain people differently in terms of their access to identification, sort of regardless of their age. And so anyway, I would invite any of the sponsors or the author to respond to that concern, and certainly would be interested in supporting a version of this if it maybe some of these issues were addressed to a fuller extent and additional data could be collected.
Supervisor Rose, you wish to respond or not?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, and thank you to both speakers for your concerns. I don't want to confuse the two issues. If this is an issue of legal identification, ID cards, I think, in due respect, Chair, that's a separate issue. The issue and the intention, as we all look at what our intention is to protect people under 21 from this. So I just want to say I would hate to confuse the two issues. Thank you.
Supervisor Engelberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for Public Health, Dane County and Madison. With my understanding is this, it's going to be for the townships and City of Madison is doing something similar. What about all the rest of the villages and cities where quite a bit of the population is in Dane County? Is there a measure to ask those or get those entities or those municipalities to look at similar legislation? Try to pass the same thing so we have uniformity throughout the county?
Yes. We are conducting outreach and engaging in conversations with all of the municipalities in Dane County, hoping for widespread adoption of either similar ordinances as the one being presented here or similar to the one being presented with the City of Madison. From a Public Health Madison Dane County perspective, we are hoping to keep as much consistency as possible, as that will make it the most ideal and optimal for our staff to uphold the regulations put forward in the ordinances.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, what is before us at the moment is a recommendation of sub one to the OA. So there being no further discussion, all in favor of the sub, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. At that, the motion carries. So we're on to the main motion of OA 16 as amended by sub 1. Any further discussion? Yes.
Did you adopt sub 1 or did you adopt the sub that Supervisor Rose introduced
tonight? Aren't, isn't that the same?
There was sub 1 and then there was the second. Sub to the sub.
Yeah. Oh, for crying out loud. Okay. So, but, all right. I thought the one that was dated here as approved by PNF. My apologies. No, the sub is what I meant, not the one that was, which is the one I think everybody's referring to. My apologies. I thought they were the same. Excuse me. So the motion is now, the motion was to adopt the proposed Rose sub in the packet tonight, not the PNF, the sub approved by PNF. All right, so the recommendation of Corporate Counsel to make this clean, since I misunderstood the two subs, I thought they were one and the same. On the agenda, there is a sub with no number on it to OA 16 in parens proposed rows. I have a motion, we're gonna just repeat, the motion to approve that. Supervisor Rose makes the motion, Furman seconds. All right, so on the Rose sub, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. It is now amended by the Rose sub. OA 16 is amended by the Rose sub. Any discussion? All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
All right. Motion carries. OA 16 is amended by the Rose sub. Is adopted. Thank you for your patience and my confusing the two subs. All right, on to resolutions. We have the first item before us is resolution 145, authorizing extension of contract for grounds maintenance services at the Dane County Regional Airport. What is before us is the Public Works and Transportation Committee recommendation of sub 1 to the resolution. Their discussion on Res 145 sub 1. Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye. Opposed, say no. That motion carries and the resolution is adopted. On to 2025 Resolution 159, approval of addendum to contract 15605 for snow removal services at various Dane County locations. What is before us is Public Protection and Judiciary recommendation of approval as amended.
Mm-hmm. Public Protection and Judiciary.
I'm sorry. Public Works and Transportation. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Recommend approval as amended. Discussion on Resolution 159. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries, the resolution is adopted. We're on to 2025 Resolution 160, approval of addendum to contract 15606 for snow removal at various Dane County locations. What is before us is Public Works and Transportation Committee recommendation of approval as amended. Any discussion or questions on Resolution 160? All in favor of approval, say aye. Opposed? That motion carries. The resolution is adopted. We're on to item 4, 2025, Resolution 205, establishing the Dane County Advisory Committee on Data Centers. What is before us is Personnel and Finance Committee recommendation of approval. Supervisor Postler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move Res 205 as amended by ZLR and ENERS joint meeting.
So we have a motion to amend Resolution 205 as amended by Ener and ZLR last night. Is there a second? So Supervisor Kroning's hand first, so seconded by Kroning. All right, Supervisor Postler, go ahead.
No comment. Just wanted to move that motion. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So just to clarify for folks, the action taken at committee, the two committees last night was slight change to the composition of the proposed advisory committee and clarification on staff support. So then any discussion on resolution 205? Hearing none, all in favor of the sub, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries. So now we're on to resolution 205 as amended by the ZLR slash ENER sub. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries. Resolution 205 is adopted. On to appointments. We have before us 2025 resolution 231, county executive appointments. It is before us with a recommendation of approval by the executive committee taken earlier this evening. Discussion, comments on resolution 231. Supervisor Baruchik.
I'd just like to thank my constituent, Judy Borofsky, for her service on the Monona Terrace Board and welcome the new member. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, with that, all in favor of approval, say aye. Opposed, say no. That motion carries. The resolution is adopted. We're on to M, items requiring more than a simple majority for adoption. There are five items before us, are the requests for separation. We do have Supervisor Postler wishing to be recorded as abstaining on items 2, 3, and 4. Outside of that, are there any requests for separation? Hearing no requests for separation, what is before us are committee actions. So I'd like to record this as having passed near unanimously with the exception of the three abstentions, abstention on the three items. Hearing no objection, it will be so recorded, those items are adopted. So with that, we are on to any other businesses allowed by law? How about motion to adjourn? Moved by Erickson, seconded by Chavla to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Dave.